You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. With all the talk of the storm and so forth, wondered about air travel in the Lansing area. We've talked about roads pretty extensively. So joining us now on the phone is Bob Selig, who is Executive Director of the Capital Region Airport Authority. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well. Is it kind of the calm after the storm for you at the airport today?
Yeah, the guys are still out there working to clean things up, but we've anybody that wanted to fly in and out of Lansing, we accommodated today, so we're happy with that.
What about the story yesterday as things were getting ready to come in, and I know it was coming in the evening time. It hit, you know, shortly after dinner things started. What were the cancellations? What did they look like at the airport last night?
Well, I think when I went home at, 5:30, while there were still just two cancellations for today, but by the time I got there this morning, everything had been canceled for Delta and United through Detroit, Chicago, and Minneapolis. But Sun Country was still flying, so the folks that had planned on going to Cancun, they got out of here just fine. They to Sun Country's commitment, they were on a beach by noon.
Oh, gosh, does that sound good at this point in time, doesn't it?
It does to me.
What about snow plowing? That brought up the visual of having to plow the, you know, we know about roads and stuff, but keeping the runways clear and dry and in good condition for planes is a whole other story, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and the runways, there's strict requirements from the federal government on how the runways are going to be, and basically they're going to be, the goal is that they will be, clear and dry, no ice, no or anything, you know. Now, realistically, you can't get them dry, but we do have spend a lot of money on expensive chemicals to plow the, you know, plow the snow, obviously, and everything, but then we have a large fertilizer spreader with these long boom arms that sprays this this liquid chemical on the runway that first of all, as a snowstorm is coming in, keeps the snow from freezing on the runways, and then after it's already here and we've had to plow it and everything, then it keeps it from, it's a de-icer after that point.
And do you have plows just kind of running constantly, just keeping on top of it? Because, I mean, a foot of snow is a significant amount.
Well, yeah, we'll put, actually what we use in modern day airport snow removal, they use these huge brooms, these huge rotary brooms. And if they stay after that and they get like four of them in a, what we call a Congo line, but you get four of them staggered and they go down the runway. The runway is 150 foot wide. And so when you think of an average highway is the two lane highway being, about 24 foot wide, you can see you're basically, we've got enough pavement out there to be a rather large, on the large side of a small city. And so, but it's all in one strip, at least the main runway is. We've got three runways. And what we do is we close down two runways, and they focus principally on the main runway, main taxiway, and the cargo parking area for UPS, and the pasture parking area for everybody else.
And is it kind of a domino effect when cancellations start coming in, like, you know, as a destination from Chicago or, you know, people's final destinations, when those are shutting down as they have, it kind of a domino effect on an airport like Lansing, isn't it?
Well, in a sense it is. From a snow removal point of view, if the flights aren't coming in, then they will focus on those parking areas where the flights need, and the ways that the taxiways where they need to get there. So But you know, the airlines are really good about these days about calling people and notifying them. We, for instance, on Sun Country today, even with a delay, Sun Country was going to be delayed about 3 hours in Cancun on the return because they were concerned about high winds in Michigan on the way back. And so they went out and called everybody, called or emailed every passenger on the flight who was leaving for Orlando or Orlando this afternoon, and in turn they contacted every passenger that was on the Cancun flight coming back to let them know about the delay. And it kept people from sitting around airports.
Well, what I know right now is that a Sun Country flight to Cancun out of Lansing Capital Regional International Airport sounds like a plan to me.
it was a good plan. We had folks from Grand Rapids coming over here and taking Sun Country because AirTran had canceled.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Bob, but we have to go to a hard break. Thanks for talking with us, and I'll look into that flight. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.